Android 4.4.2 is out there. More easily share your URLs, take lots of quizzes, and more. This is the Android Realm Podcast, episode number 173, Socially Challenging. To a relatively slow week in Android news and happenings. Not too much going on, as I am now repeatedly saying, I guess, but I will jump right into it. So the usual news, apps, and headlines, and then a couple of app reviews to round out the episode. So nothing too fantastic, and I will jump right into it. So to start it off with some headlines, Google now supports doing a search for Show Me the Menu For. So if you ever want to see the menu for a restaurant, just say Show Me the Menu For Del Taco or Olive Garden or wherever you want to search for, and it should bring it up. It is a slow rollout, and the menu does have to be publicly searchable, so it may not work for everybody, and also if it's a flash menu, then it may also not work there, but as long as you can see it in text, then it is something that works. I have yet to find a result that it works for, so it may not have rolled out to me just yet, but give it a shot and see how well it works. But in theory, it does seem like a pretty nifty concept to just have to do a search for a menu and you get to see what's there. Google also added indoor maps to 75 locations in India. They are working on adding more coming soon as well. So it is a slow rollout, and I guess as they get the locations mapped, they can add them there. For those of you who use AdWords Express, it got an update to now look and work the same on a desktop, phone, and tablet. So no matter where you are, it should work and look relatively the same. Google is basically just working on taking out any differentiating factors there, so any changes are not a subtle change or not a dramatic change from one place to another. And finally, for another Google Street View story, Street View is now available for the beaches in Hawaii. So if you want to check out various locations there for traveling too, then you can check that out as well. As far as some app news for this week, XBMC Gotham Build was released this week to now improve on video playback and better supporting formats like Blu-ray, so it should handle that a lot better, and you should be able to more easily watch those videos there. For those of you who like beta testing Chrome or want more uses for your Chromecast, Chromecast Beta got its support for Chromecast, Chrome Beta got its support for Chromecast. So basically you can start testing out that to send web pages and whatever you may be browsing to your television set. Revel by Adobe was released this week as an all-new all-in-one photo app. So it's basically just an enhanced gallery to merge all of your different locations all into one place. So if you want an Adobe solution, that is now available. Google Play Games got an update this week to now have game invitations everywhere rather than just in the app, and also renaming recommendations to game matching, so that way you can see what your friends are playing and that sort of thing more easily, and start playing those games right away. For those of you who rely on Google Text-to-Speech, it got an update to now have high-quality voices. So the packages will be a little bit bigger because it is higher quality, but they should also sound that much better. If you have a Chromecast and you want to show your Android screen itself rather than what you're looking at on your screen, like if you're watching a video and sending the video, but if you want to send your home screens themselves, Mirror Beta now has that capability. It does at the moment require root and owning a Nexus 5, but I guess as Koosh tests it out more, and it should expand to more devices eventually, but it is worth checking out as always to be able to send your home screens anywhere to do a live stream of that. AV8 Launcher got an update this week as well to now support icon packs, so if you want more customization options there, that is now an option. If you're still using Opera or the Opera browser, it got an update this week to now support web calling, so whether it's video or audio, it should support that right in the browser without any extra apps needed. Google Play Music got an update this week to create radio stations based on playlists, so It's another means of get music discovery on that end. And finally, if you own a Samsung device, then Samsung has released a new streaming service called Milk Music. So as I said, it does require a Samsung device, and at the moment it is free for Samsung users, but it's just another music streaming service from the looks of it. The reviews I was reading said it looks a lot and works a lot like Spotify, so I don't think it's bringing anything new, but I guess it seems that Samsung is working on having their own ecosystem for all of their for all of their devices. But that is all for that, so with that I'll jump right into the device news. So to start it off, if you have a Moto G and you got the Android 4.4.2 update, you may have noticed various bugs as far as airplane mode and cell phone connection issues, and it is a noted issue. I did not see any fixes or resolutions as to why this happening, or why this is happening, or the general causes for it, but just be careful and just note that that is an issue that's going around, and I'm guessing a fix should come soon, or at least with the next Android update, but you're not losing it is basically the thing that I found at the moment. If you own a Sony Xperia M and you've wanted to try out CyanogenMod, it started getting nightly, so that is that may be worth the route you want to take if you want to get rid of the the Sony UI, or just want to try out AOSP Android on your Xperia M. In other Sony news, though, in Sprint news, the Moto X got its approval to update to Android 4.4.2, so you should see that rolling out shortly. I have still not yet seen anything for the AT&T model, but we'll see in any case. In other Android 4.4.2 news, the HTC Butterfly S got its update, so definitely keep hitting the update button there to get your upgrade there. In related Moto X news, if you follow March Madness or like college football teams, Moto Maker now has college team back covers, so you can get those if you want to personalize your phone that way. And finally, HP is releasing a new low-end tablet called HP 8. It has a 7.85-inch screen, 1 gig of RAM, 16 gigs of storage, a 2-megapixel rear camera, a 0.3-megapixel front camera, a 3800 milliamp-hour battery, and runs Android 4.4.2. So granted, it's not the latest version of Android. Android 4.4 is supposed to run better on low-end devices, but this is probably just a starting point for the tablet, but if you want to buy one, it's going to cost you $169.99 in US dollars. So it may be worth checking out. I don't know how good or bad experience you may have had with HP tablets. I haven't had any experience with them, but if you want to save some money, then it may be worth the way to go. But in any case, if you are listening to your Google Play Music radio stations, or you have a Samsung device and you want to check out the Milk streaming service, then be sure to check out or pick up a set of headphones from Tweaked Audio. They have 7 great styles and 7 great colors, so they'll match whatever color and style of device you have. Or if you want to have your own personal style, they have whatever suits your needs, including wood for their wooden Moto X's, which are still an option if you choose not to go for one of the college team covers. Or if your college team has brown in their colors and you want to have brown headphones, then definitely check it out. The headphones themselves are noise canceling, so you'll listen to more of what you want to listen to rather than outside or the outside environment mixing in with whatever you're listening to. So you can be at the gym, at home, at work, at a coffee shop, wherever, and you'll only be listening to whatever you're listening to. And they're also very durable, so no matter where you go, they'll last you for wherever you are. And their customer service is awesome as well, so you can give them a call if you have any questions or issues or anything like that. And you get free shipping on top of all of that, so what you see as a price for the headphones, you'll be paying basically that price at purchase. And when you use the promo code GEEK, that's G-E-E-K, you'll get a third off of your order as well. So not only will you save some money, but you'll show your support for the Android Realm podcast and the Geek IO network of shows. So be sure to visit tweakedaudio.com and use the promo code GEEK at checkout. But with that, I'll jump right into the two app reviews for this week. So to start it off, I'm going to start off with a simple app review called or the app name is Google URL Shortener. So if you ever use the Google URL Shortener at goo.gl and you've wanted an app version of this to shorten URLs on the go, definitely check out this app. There's basically not much to it. It's a free app. It follows the Holo UI guidelines as far as its look and interface. So installing the app is pretty simple. And then when you want to shorten the URL, you'll go to the link, you'll copy it and paste it into the app. And if you do it from the website, then it'll sync down to this app as well, assuming you're on the same account. So you can shorten your URLs in the web browser and leave and be sure, and you'll know that you can use it wherever you go. The app is free. I'll have a link in the show notes, as well as the Android Realm app review, so you can check out some screenshots of it and see if it's something you want to use. But that's all for that. So the other app review is actually it's like a pseudo game, I guess, and it's called QuizUp. So it's an app that was originally released for our iOS, and it's now for Android. And I actually like this game quite a bit, mainly because it follows the Android Holo UI guidelines quite a bit. It has the sliding animation, so it looks very nifty, and it has a very vibrant UI. So it has a lot of colors, and it's very snappy. It pops out at you. It's very interactive and immersive. I like it quite a bit. As far as the picture and profile, it pulls that information from Google+. So if you have that all set up, then you'll see that show up automatically. If you want to be a part of the Google+ leaderboards or Google Play leaderboards, you can sign in with your Google account, so that's an option. Or you can use Facebook as well if you want to be on the Facebook leaderboards. You can sign in with email as well if you want. I didn't see any Twitter sign-in, so it may be something that's coming or something that they prefer not to use. But as far as QuizUp itself, what you do in this game is you basically challenge other people to a quiz in a variety of categories. So it can be Android, technology, business, entertainment, TV, cooking, shopping, anything like that. And you answer a series of questions and you get points for answering those questions. And if you win the round of quiz questions, then you win and you get extra points on top of that. So it's a pretty nifty game. I actually like it because it has a variety of categories and variety of quiz types, and you play from there. The few rounds that I've played so far, so basically you'll answer 5 questions, and the final question 6, will be a double point question. So if you're a little bit behind, that can be your chance to catch up and even win the game. So definitely give it a shot. It's worth playing. I actually like it quite a bit, and it's something I'm going to keep playing. And it's something that I actually kind of wish that games like Words with Friends would use, to as far as the UI goes, just because it looks very nice. It flows with how Android looks now, and even though the game is on iOS, it doesn't even follow the iOS look because it's not iOS, obviously. So it's something worth checking out. It is a free game, and I also have a link to the Android Realm app review so you can see the slideshow there as well. But that is all for this particular episode, so with that, I'm going to jump right into the credits. So that is all for this particular episode of the Android Realm podcast. Not much to say as far as news. There's only one bit, actually. And that's, if you follow or if you see all the slideshows I post to YouTube, that's been on my personal YouTube account. But what I found out recently is that you can have a YouTube channel based on a Google+ page. So since the Android Realm is on Google+, I was able to set up the Android Realm YouTube page, which is currently at youtube.com/theandroidrealm. Basically what I'm going to do is start posting all the slideshows and app review screenshots I post to this account. So you'll see that there as well. So you'll see the initial, so for now you'll only see QuizUp on this account. I'm still looking into how I can transfer all the old videos over, so if I can do a merge for the playlist from my personal account to this, then I'll give it a shot so I can keep even the show notes and all of that information intact as well. If it's possible, you'll see it show up soon. If not, then I'll just leave it at that, and all new slideshows will be posted here going forward. So again, that's youtube.com/theandroidrealm. It was previously at youtube.com/patelN01. So subscribing in either place should be okay. I'll add the Android Realm as a promote or a sponsor channel as well, so it's an easy link to get to that way as well. But that is all for this particular episode, so if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at theheadphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. You can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, or you can fill out the online contact form at geek-io.com. Visiting that link, you can also find other shows on the Geek.io network of shows. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.